Hi, everybody. Welcome to AITA Pod, the only podcast with one Danny Vega and one Sarah Levine, triplet extraordinaire, Queens, New York City, the host with the most, folks.
But the least time.
With no time this week, she is a busy gal, switching jobs, going to a wedding. I mean, people, she is famous. Sarah, juice for the people. Do you have it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I finished my last day at work. I was there for 6.5 years.
Wow.
It was definitely emotional. Like, I cried for sure. My send off was really, really nice. Like, so many people came out. Everybody just had really nice things to say. I don't know. It's weird. Like, it just feels like I'm taking 3 days off of work right now. It doesn't really feel like I'm not going back there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, though.
Thank you. I'm excited to start something new. And that's it, you know. I know it's like I was sad, but it's like I know I made a good choice for myself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, congrats to you. I mean, you know, it's always a mixed bag, but there, I believe it was the wise philosopher Semisonic who said some other beginning is some other beginning's end. I don't really remember how it goes, but
I think I thought Third Eye Blind was closing time.
No,
I guess not.
Good God.
Okay,
no.
Every new beginning is some other beginning's end.
There we go.
Wow.
There's the
I would have
gotten
that wrong in trivia, though. The artist.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Semisonic. Third Eye Blind, though. Love Third Eye Blind.
Yes.
A pack and I'm holding. That's fine. She loves me. She lives for me. Says she lives for me. Make them. I don't really know the lyrics. Here we go.
You're doing it. And nobody does. Nobody knows them. You did great.
Guys, we're not going to do Guess the Verdict this week because Sarah's in a rush. We got 40 minutes for this episode. So we're just going to go. And I am absolutely thrilled. Do we have any new patrons to talk about, Sarah?
Yes, we sure do. We have Angela, Lindsay, Emily, Skylar, and Annie. And a special shout out to Caitlin. Thank you all for subscribing.
Love to see it. Thank you so much for supporting us on the Patreon. It truly is a beautiful thing. We really appreciate it. You guys should join us.
Yes, we have a great Discord. I asked for advice in the Discord today. My dilemma was I had a haircut appointment at 10:30 and I wanted to do a workout before, and most workout classes like are 50 minutes and start at either 9:30 or 9:40. So I was like, oh, would I be the asshole if I came like really sweaty and didn't shower?
Yeah.
And the general consensus was just put on some deodorant and get some wet wipes. But I ended up like just waking up earlier and fitting in the shower. So all's well that ends well. But you could get mundane problems like this and more in the Discord.
It's great. I love the community. We're talking about everything in there. Nope, the movie. That was mainly me and JPB, but other people might see it and we'll talk about it. You got to see Nope.
Next
people.
Heat wave. That's
Jordan
what I'm doing.
Peele. By the way, speaking of psychological horrors, film genius, you know what's a great way to realize your potential as a Jordan Peele?
Is this going to be a BetterHelp ad?
This is a BetterHelp ad. Our sponsor today is BetterHelp. Okay, this is a word from them. Guys, you should take care of your mind. I think it's an important thing to do. You got to take care of your car. You got to maintain your mind. You guys know it's a cliche on the subreddit to say get therapy. Big fan. You guys know I've been to therapy. Sarah's been to therapy forever. How long have you been in therapy, Sarah?
I actually did recently stop going just because my therapist had to take a hiatus, years.
Okay. Now, here's the great thing about BetterHelp. They actually write out, please articulate BetterHelp so it doesn't sound like Better Health. And I think that is very wise of them. It's BetterHelp. And it is better. You know why? Phone, video, live chat. That's convenient, people. And it's more affordable than in-person. You can get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. That's faster than any dating app I've ever used because I never match with anyone. I am so lonely. I need BetterHelp. our listeners 10% off their first month. BetterHelp.com/AITAPod. That's BetterHelp.com/AITAPod. Yes, folks, we do have one heck of an ep for you today. We will do a double guess the verdict next week. You have my word, Sarah will probably win. Our second story of the day. AITA for going off on a grocery store employee. But first, it's a relationship advice post that went very viral. And this is one of the more important things that have ever happened. Here it is, folks. My boyfriend won't stop calling me Tony Pizza. I, F21, boyfriend, M21, live together, have been together about 4 months. To explain why we live together at the 4 month mark. Yes, please do, OP. Okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's insane. We started out as roommates, but then started dating. Also insane. Not a good reason.
Not much better. Yikes.
My boyfriend has never been good at pet names, she goes on. Early pet names include Little Stubster and Sour Meat.
Ew, what?
One of my nicknames for him, Little Bird. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, 2 weeks ago, he started calling me Tony Pizza. It doesn't even make sense. And now he uses it more than my name. He's obsessed.
So funny.
It bothers me that he can't even bother to find a somewhat nice nickname for me. I've had a couple of convos with him about it, but he says he can't think of anything better. What do I do? Is this going to become a bigger problem or should I even address it? I hate being Tony Pizza.
It's just the best thing I've ever
Tony
read.
Pizza.
Like, literally, it's like a... Yeah, it's just someone being satirical about Italians. It's listen, OP, it's better than Little Stubster. Like, that seems like a little bit mean.
It's an upgrade. It's an upgrade from Sour Meat, but...
Sour Meat, yeah. That, like, you... Just start calling your boyfriend Sour Meat. I don't know. Like, no guy would want to think of his meat as sour, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think my only insight here is that she is being hurt by this. These are not just bad pet names. A bad pet name is like Little Cutie Monkey. And you're like, that's kind of wordy. Like, you're really going to call me Little Cutie Monkey? Like, can you just say cutie? That's kind of more normal.
Yeah.
You know? But I think she was hurt. And I think Little Bird is a shot fired. I think that's about an emasculating thing that isn't really a nickname for a man. Little Bird. You know?
Yeah, that's not great either. Little Bird is like, I think what you call like a cute little, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like a younger cute cousin. Little parakeet. Yeah, a young
or,
little
yes,
female cousin.
Your parakeet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's on point.
Maybe this is his sort of like petty revenge. He's like, oh, you're going to call me Little Bird? Okay, I'm going to call you Sour Meat.
Well, no, the Little Bird followed.
It followed
his. I mean, apparently, I think so. But
Tony Pizza.
Pizza. Now, is Tony Pizza funny? I think we all
hilarious.
Know it's funny. And if there was a pizza shop called Tony Pizza, I would try it just to be able to say. You know.
Think there's like a place called either Tony Bologna or Tony Pepperoni in Hoboken, New Jersey, because I've laughed at it every single time it's come up.
One of my friend's names is Tony Bartoloni. And
that's fucking amazing.
I just enjoy saying that. And I might even fuck
that's
around
so
and find out and try calling him Tony Pizza just to see how
oh,
it plays.
Oh, please do.
But here's the thing, guys. I've actually done this. One of my good friends and I used to have a person in our friend group, and his name is Steve, and we would always call him Squeeb. And this was very funny to us.
I like that a lot.
It didn't come from a mean place. It was just like what we called him, and it was funny to us for whatever reason. And we would say lots of nonsense names like this, but like, it's ultimately, he eventually said like, please stop doing that. And then at first it was like, ha, but kind of, can you not? And then it was kind of like, really stop. Cause it hurts my feelings. And the thing is, I think we've fallen on this a million times, but this is identity, and everybody has a right to a pronoun and a name and a basic level of human respect. Is repeatedly calling your girlfriend Tony Pizza like really fucking funny to probably everyone around you? Probably for some time, but like, it's mean. it does become mean because it's like, you're calling me a name. In the end, it's name calling, right? Like, it's literally name calling.
It's also like, my problem with all of his nicknames is they're such bro energy to the point where I'm like, do you even like this girl or is she just like your friend? Like, that's a little worrisome.
I think a little bit of teasing is fine, but like, it's
But all these nicknames sound like, oh yeah, this is my pledge brother, Little Stubster. Like this, you know, like it's Tony Pizza, this guy. Like, it's not something that you call as a term of endearment.
No,
like Little Bird,
not.
I can see where she's coming from with that, but like, you're not like, oh man, I really want to fuck sour meat.
Yeah.
Like, gross.
No, not a thought most people have had. So we're gonna treat it like an AITA, even though it's not. AITA, my boyfriend won't stop calling me Tony Pizza. I think this is a big NTA, and he is. He took a bit too far.
For me, it's like a little he is, but if he keeps doing it, then it'll be bigger. Mostly, I'm just not over how funny
she
it is.
She said they've
sorry.
Had a couple conversations.
A couple? Ugh, fine. It's a just couple. So funny to me, but you're right. It's not me.
I think.
And then I saw a follow-up Reddit post that was like, this girl's boyfriend saw the Reddit post, thought it was so funny. He started calling her Tony Pizza, and now she also hates it.
He can't just rip it. Now you're being derivative and mean. At least do a remix and be like, okay, Frank Sausage, like, you gotta throw some spice on there.
That's funny.
But Tony Pizza is, you know, it's
about
the best.
Tony Ravioli. You can call me that.
AITA, my boyfriend wants to stop calling me Tony Pizza. I think we agree. YTP, you're the Tony Pizza. Sorry, OP, I don't mean it. You've got a name, you're a person. We love you. All right, folks, we're going to keep the show going because we don't have a lot of time. AITA for going off on a grocery store employee. This afternoon, I had to take off from work for a few hours to take my grandma to a doctor's appointment. As such, I was dirty from working and in my normal work clothes, denim shirt and jeans, along with some greasy boots. While she was in at the appointment.
Sounds like a play.
Greasy boots. While she was at the appointment, I went to the Safeway across the street where I usually go, got her some baby aspirin, and got me a Gatorade. Wow, OP, no need to flex. While looking around, trying to find a cold one, I noticed the Olive Bar, where you can fill up a container. Yeah, we know what an Olive Bar is.
Yes, we're familiar with the concept.
So I got myself a container of Olive Bar goods, went to the register. Deli manager, who I've talked to 100 times at the store, mind you, yells me, "You need us to label that so you can pay." They haven't ever done this, so I asked her, "Oh, when did that start?" "It's always been like that. Bring it over." "No, it hasn't. I've always waited at the register." "What's the code for them? If you've done it at the register before, you'll know the code." I leaked that to the cashier, I said. Then I started walking through the register. She then yells at me, "This is why we have to raise prices, people like you."
What?
I said some things I'm not proud of, paraphrasing. I said, "Are you accusing me of trying to steal olives? I didn't accuse you of anything." "Oh, good, because for a minute I thought you were being a profiling C word and accusing me of stealing $2.50 of effing olives when I spend $1,000 a month at this store." And when I went to
doubt. $1,000 a month on groceries, you're like feeding a family of 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
bro.
That's true. And when I went to walk away, she said something under her breath and stared at me while I walked away, and then shouted, "Next time, just pay for them." So I turned around and called her everything I had boiling up and told her to call the cops. And I'll stand right effing here with the olives I'm trying so hard to steal. And then I said, "Don't worry, I can wait a minute for your fat ass to get around to detain me since I'm a criminal."
Oh my God.
She then waddled off to the back office, and I went off to find the floor manager and told him what happened. Then he looked pissed and went off to find her. I set the shit down and just left because I wasn't about to give them my business. AITA.
Good Lord. I mean, I started off kind of on OP's side. I would never relate to this. If someone was like, "Oh, you need to pay for them," I would have maybe questioned it, but I would have just done it. Like, it's not a huge deal. Like, I don't know, the energy expenditure to like fight seems not worth it to me.
Yeah, I mean, OP took shots at this person's weight and said very personal things. It doesn't actually seem really like this person was being obnoxious and not, it wasn't good customer service, but they weren't being mean. They were just saying, like, "Bring it over. Like, we have to go do some kind of grocery store process that nobody cares about." Like,
right.
I guess they did take this shot. "This is why we have to raise prices. People like you."
Yeah, that's a shot.
That's a shot.
But I do feel like the way this post ended made me feel like it was like a reject from that old subreddit fat logic, where it's just like, now she's fat, now she's waddling. Like, fuck you. That's
not necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Just cheap shots.
Top comment from OK Accountant writes, "How is anyone here excusing this tantrum? YTA, you're a grown man. If an employee of the store says that's the policy is to get a sticker at the deli, get a sticker." By the way, you can get a sticker, AITAPod.com.
Yes!
Only the basic stickers, though, not the full pack. Those are only for the patrons. Going on this comment, insulting a woman in such a disgusting, misogynistic way was so cruel. Her job is to make sure you pay for the olives, and even if she was rude about it, I doubt that was the case. No one deserves the kinds of insults you used.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. It was bad customer service. I'm also with you that I feel like she took it too far. Like, it's a sticker. But I feel like he was, I don't know, unnecessarily combative. Like, you know, oh, when did you change that? That's fine to ask. It's always been like that. Bring it over. That's the point at which I say, I shrug and say, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, why are you fighting back about this? It doesn't take any of your time. It's... It does make sense that you'd get a sticker. I'm not going to lie to you. And like, I don't know, even if she just decided to change the policy that day or like just decided to enforce it that day.
Right.
Like, why is it worth making a federal case about it?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the only way I could be more on OP's side if they were like the victim of racial profiling.
I was definitely thinking that.
Because then I would be like, yeah, then you're starting to play into like a whole series of things, but like OP didn't say that.
Well,
because
yeah, then people like you would be like an extremely, extremely loaded term.
Yeah, OP really met this like so intensely emotionally. But really it's just like they were accusing them of stealing. That is true. Oh wait, yeah. Actually no, there is a key word. I thought there was something. Oh good, OP writes, because for a minute there I thought you were being a profiling C word. So what's the profile?
OP did say in the beginning that they were in their work boots. So I'm like, is that a coded classist comment?
I mean, I kind of feel like OP, you'd think OP would mention if they were.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yes, I 100% can easily see it this way. And like, and then I would understand OP a lot. But I also feel like, yeah, like if that's the case, why wouldn't they just state that? Because again, then it would really like illuminate what this lady is saying.
Right. I'm trying to go through OP's comments to see if we can get anything, but I just think it would be a no-brainer thing to mention. And, you know, I don't know what they were on about with profiling, but like...
Right. And how could they not tell us? My brain is like, what other way, you know? Profiling usually comes up in two types of contexts. So I guess I'm just interested what they meant by that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing this. There's two kind of models that we've looked at for these things. One is like starting a fight and losing. And in some sense, that is what happened on behalf of the grocery store person. Like they were coming for OP and then OP shot them down. But the reality is that I think OP just went so nuclear. If this felt like racist, I could be much more like, oh, okay, yeah, it was racist, like you're mad because you've this has happened to you 100 times and you're just so tired of racial profiling. But like,
well, this is an interesting comment. OP says, background, this woman has worked in this store since I was a small child. Hell, she refused my temporary ID to buy wine for my grandpa when I turned 21 because she said, we don't accept fake IDs. So I'm just like, I don't know. I think you just have a vendetta against this lady because she turned away your paper ID, which seems, you know, decently fair. I didn't go trying to buy alcohol when I got my like literal paper ID.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about this paper ID thing, but
it's like, you know, if you're getting your license, it takes time for it to make it, so they give you a printout at the DMV.
Nah, man, I don't know what you're talking about. In Arizona, they just give you that license straight up, and it doesn't expire for like 50 fucking years. I don't remember anything but a paper ID. Arizona expiries. Where's my Arizona ID, people? That's right, 50 years.
Yeah, I'm going to Arizona.
That shit lasts. But you know what doesn't last? The moral integrity of this OP. I just think they went really like they went to a 10 on this. If they hadn't taken shots, they hadn't dropped the C word and they hadn't taken shots at the weight and they had just said like, you're an idiot. I could call this a break even. I could maybe even call them the aggressor, the grocery store person, the asshole. But This was just so nuclear.
Do you think it's an ESH?
No. I mean, okay. Maybe slightly at like a crazy ratio. Cause like she was being a bad customer. She was doing bad customer service, bad CX. This is a new thing they say, customer experience. But it's like, yeah, she was implying that they were stealing and that's not
which
nice.
I definitely don't think you should do. OP definitely thinks she was being profiled on some ground, which makes me want to give some kind of leeway. In terms of just maybe bump it to an ESH.
Normal work clothes, denim shirt and jeans, along with greasy boots. So the profile there is that working class people steal.
Construction workers, yeah.
I sure haven't heard that one. And I've heard every stereotype in the book at every open mic ever. I've never heard like, you know the thing about construction workers? Man, they sure do steal. I have never, I have never heard this.
That is funny.
Never let a plumber into your house. They're gonna steal all your shit.
Like, that's so funny.
It's not a thing. So we got nothing, Sarah. He's the asshole, right?
Yeah.
Guys, please rate, review, subscribe. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/AITAPod, and also do BetterHelp, betterhelp.com/AITAHot. That's BetterHelp. All right, guys. Wow, we are doing a fast ep here, folks. Here is Sarah with the final situation.
AITA for saying that it's fucking weird that my ex-wife's newborn has my last name. I was married to my ex for 7 years until we divorced 4 years ago. After the divorce, she kept my surname. I didn't necessarily like it because it felt like she was still attaching herself to my family, but I could understand the practical reasons enough not to let it bother me. She recently gave birth to a baby and posted a picture of said child and revealed its name. A friend sent it to me commenting about the surname and asking if I knocked her up. Following that, 4 more people contacted me either congratulating me or asking for confirmation whether it's my child. My mother says she's been catching whispers about it at church. I bumped into her and her sister, I guess the ex, in town, obviously congratulated her, then asked about the kid's name. She said, ask her what the kid's name is. She said, the name. I asked about the surname. She confirmed the child's legal surname is obviously what mine is, and asked if there was a problem. Now that pissed me off. My surname is very unique, especially in the area, since my family's not originally from here. So when people hear it, they naturally think of my family and assume this is my kid, and it fucking isn't. Worse, the father is apparently in the picture, so I don't know what the fuck is going on there. I straight up said that it was fucking weird that she's giving her newborn the last name of the man she's divorced from, who isn't in any way linked to the kid and sounds almost excessive. Woof. She said she gave her daughter her last name as the mother and not mine. Am I the asshole? Yikes.
What? Wait, so what is she really saying? She said she gave her daughter the surname as the mother? So because she took on his name? His last name? You know, I've heard of this before. I have. Sometimes people want to keep a name. Sometimes people are really proud of their last name.
Maybe she had a bad maiden name. Or it's also kind of annoying to just change your last name.
Like, yeah, I mean, it is weird. I kind of see OP there. It's definitely weird.
I can see it. I can definitely see it just because, like, now people think this is his kid. I can definitely understand feeling weird about it from her end. I can understand too, like, I don't know, it's really like, it just causes other issues when you have a different last name as your kid. Like, that can get annoying in its own way too.
Yeah, but you know, I think the problem with OP is that he ceded some ground here, right? He said, you know, she kept the surname, I didn't necessarily like it because it felt like she was still attaching herself, but I could understand the practical reasons enough to let it bother me. So then,
that also seems like petty to be like, oh, you're still attaching yourself to my family.
Well, like, I think it is petty, but it's an okay thing. He let it slide. He said it's fine. I mean, it is fine. It's her right. It isn't convenient to change your name, as you pointed out. I think the problem with this is that by ceding this ground and then she goes, well, that's my last name. You said it was fine. So I'm obviously giving my kid my same last name. You know, that's it.
Right. Like, it's a logical train of thought. It's totally logical. Like, he would have no ground to stand on to be like, well, now we're divorced. You have to change your name.
Yeah. It's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
Top comment went to Opinion Reservoir. Well, that's a little poem if I ever heard one. I'm going to give that a top 25 usernames. No assholes here. I know I'm going to get downvoted, but it is weird. And it's weird that some people here think you were wrong for stating your opinion when asked. Depending on your local culture and even personality, really depends if the F-bomb was unnecessarily rude. I can see your argument that it's her last name now, too, but that's mildly weird as well. It would have been an ideal time for her to get around to changing her last name also. Reply here. Christine Rhubarb, changing your name is a pain and a lot of work. Money. OP was presumably happy for her to take his name and do all that work when it was convenient for him. Ooh.
Yeah, that's real.
But he can't force her to do it again.
The only thing I'll ding, I mean, the thing I'll ding OP on is like him claiming that it's like obsessive of her to give the kid the last name. It's like, no. It's not that deep. It's really not about you. It's like about just wanting to avoid bureaucracy and inconveniences.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I love that actually we got a nice little bit of feminism in there, because it is the convention, right, that women take the man's last name.
Yeah.
And I don't really know that that's a pain in the ass. Is it a pain in the ass to take on the last name like that? I never really thought about that.
It's not. Okay. I don't know who said it's a lot of money. I guess it just depends on what your definition of a lot, but it's like, you know, you have to get a new social security card. You have to get a driver's license, a passport, like all these things, and just change it. And like all your bank accounts, like all your random accounts too. If you have like a, I don't know, like a rewards account at DSW or something, like you have to change your last name everywhere. I'm just saying, it's like annoying.
I don't want to get divorced. I don't want to fuck my DSW card.
Right?
You know how long they've got one of those things. You always call them, and it's always. By the way, you are the asshole if you're a business telling me our menu options have changed. I don't care. I don't keep track of your menu options.
You know what?
Get to the menu options.
That's so true. That is so fucking true. They never have changed, also. It's like, no, they haven't. I've listened to this for like 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't memorized now.
Exactly. I think we see eye to eye on this. I think that OP painted themselves into a weird place. I mean, they were having an honest reaction. They gave their honest opinion. They have a right to their opinion. But I would say that the ex-wife has every right to do what she did, and she's allowed to do the convenient thing, even if it is weird. I don't blame her for doing it.
Yeah, honestly, same.
AITA for saying it's effing weird that my ex's wife newborn has my last name. I think we agree. No assholes here.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got 13 minutes left, and I'm going to get crazy in here. I'm about to throw in another sitch.
Woo!
Here we go. Here we go. AITA for deleting my friend's wedding photos in front of them.
No.
I'm not really
a classic, I think.
I'm not really a photographer. I'm a dog groomer.
What?
You would think you'd be like, I'm not really a photographer. I do more video stuff. No, I'm a totally different thing. I'm a dog
groomer.
Hold
the fuck on.
I take lots of photos of dogs all day. I put on my Facebook, Instagram. It's quote unquote my thing. Okay, it wasn't weird until you called it your thing, but that's fine.
Yeah, okay, yes. Liking photos of dogs on the internet is one guy's thing.
A friend got married a few days ago and wanted to save money, asked if I'd shoot some pics for them. I told him it's not really my forte, but he convinced me by saying...
Yeah, he's a dog groomer.
Yeah.
It's not his thing.
By saying he didn't care if they were perfect. They were on a shoestring budget, and I agreed to shoot it for $250, which is nothing for a 10-hour event.
That's crazy.
A wedding for $250 for 10 hours? That's criminal.
That's like... I was going to say, like, OP, you got fleeced. Okay.
On the day of, I'm driving around following the bride as she goes from appointment to appointment before the ceremony, taking photos along the way. I shoot the ceremony itself, and during the reception, I'm shooting speeches and people mingling. Started around 11 and was due to finish around 7:30. Around 5, food is served, and I was told I can't stop to eat because I need to be the photographer. In fact, they didn't even save me a spot at any table. I'm getting tired at this point, kind of regretting doing this for next to nothing. It's also unbelievably hot. The venue is in an old Veterans Legion, and it's like 110 degrees and there's no AC. told the groom I need to take off for 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink. There's no open bar or anything. Wow.
Ew.
I can't even get water. My two water bottles are empty. He tells me I need to either be the photographer or leave without pay. With the heat, being hungry, being generally annoyed at the circumstances, I asked if he was sure. He said yes. So I deleted all the photos I took in front of him and took off saying I'm not his photographer anymore. If wow. I was to be, I paid $250 at this point. I honestly would have paid $250 just for a glass of cold water.
Jeez.
Was I the asshole? They went right on their honeymoon and they've all been off social media, but a lot of people have been posting on their wall asking about photos with zero responses.
Oof. Wow. I mean, these people are horrible on so many levels. I can't imagine why anybody went to this wedding. 100 degrees, no open bar, no air conditioning. Like, how are people... I mean, the open bar is an aside, but, like, just generally, how are people not passing out?
Seriously, I'm honestly surprised these cheapos didn't charge for the food.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not how any of this works. Like, obviously, your photographer needs to eat.
Yeah, and have a break and be treated like a human being. I mean,
yeah.
And at this pay rate, like, I consider this like an entry level pay rate, pretty much.
This is like internship, I feel like.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Sarah. Minimum wage, even in California and New York, is what, 15?
Okay, you're right. But then I was thinking about the editing hours.
Well, yeah, I don't think that was necessarily part of it. But still, you know. A wedding is very stressful. I actually never forgot this. I had a photography teacher and she said she would throw up before every wedding. It's incredibly stressful.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
And
it's like you got one shot, one moment, but it's like a day.
Yeah.
But still.
Exactly. And I think these people were being cruel. This guy was being very dictatorial. And it was just like, yeah, you got what you paid for and you threatened to not pay and now you don't have to pay and you're not getting the pictures. I mean, just is what it is.
I mean, I personally would have held the pictures hostage. Like, I would have left, held them hostage for money.
Well, I think it's also like you poked someone who was hangry, dehydrated. Is it any surprise?
And doing you a massive fucking favor.
Yeah. Is it any surprise they had a crazy impulsive reaction? Like, no, not really. You kind of drove everyone to like a delusional, like... hypo, I don't know the word for overheated is, but in 110 degrees, I am not my best self.
My God. I'm also like, who wants those pictures anyway? You're dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Your
yeah,
hair right. is probably a mess.
Yeah, you want your wedding pictures? Go like take a shower in a suit and then you can get your wedding pictures if you want to recreate them.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ugh.
Weddings really do bring out the worst in people. Stress.
Yeah, they really can.
Well, I guess we whipped through that. Guys, I know it's a short one, but much love. We really appreciate you, AITA, for deleting my friend's wedding photos in front of them. I think we agree. It's NTA, and they are.
Yeah, not at all.
Hope you enjoyed the ep. Much love. Double GTV next week. GTV XL. We love to see it, and we'll see you next Monday morning. Bye.
Bye.